Okay, whenever I started to think about what to share, and as I prayed, and as Marge and I prayed together for this Marge Merriman, there was just a few words that came to mind. And they were the same words that come to my mind every time I kneel to pray and every time I'm in a prayer meeting. The Lord just brings this one phrase into my heart, and that is, seek my face. And I've given you a little handout with a couple of the scriptures on it, but every time I kneel down, it's just, He wants me to seek His face. And to have the response in my heart that David expressed in Psalm 27, where he said, Your face, O Lord, I will seek. And through the months, I've thought about, well, what does it mean to seek God's face? We can't see God in the sense that I can see you. But He's just given us that imagery so that we can grasp something of what He means. And if we imagine seeking, first of all, seeking is an intentional thing. It's not just, okay, I'll give you a casual glance. It's coming to the Lord to seek Him. And when you think about seeking His face, it's looking into His eyes. There's an intimacy that He wants us to have with Him. There's a closeness. You can't see somebody's face unless you're close to them. You've got to come near. He wants us to come into His presence. When you're close, that close, you're in somebody's presence. He wants us to be able to look into His eyes. He wants to speak to us. He wants us to see the love that He has for us. He wants us to know His power and His presence and His majesty. And He wants all that because He knows that that's the best thing that we can come. You know, that's the best thing we can have, is being in His presence. You know, we can sometimes come to prayer meetings or even our own prayer, and we've got so many things that we have on our heart to pray about. And it's not that He doesn't want us to bring those things, but He first of all wants us to see Him, because that's going to change how we pray. It's going to change how we think about the things that we're coming to pray about. It's going to give us just His perspective more. And He wants to minister to us by His Spirit. He wants us to know His love, to feel confident in His love. He wants us to know His grace and His power. And He wants to build our faith. And so when I see that, seek my face, when He brings that to my mind, it's that I know He just wants that intimacy. And I just believe He wants to remind us all. And I'm sure you've all at one time thought about that scripture. But He wants us, each one of us, to be those who seek His face and to have that response in our heart, Lord, Your face I seek. Earlier on in that psalm, Psalm 27, David said, One thing I have asked of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to gaze upon the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in His temple. So there's something about just gazing on the beauty of the Lord that has an amazing effect on us. And he goes on to say, For He will hide me in His shelter in the day of trouble. So he's talking about the effect of being in His presence. When we come with our troubles, He's going to hide us. He's going to comfort us. He's going to conceal us, he says, under the cover of His tent, and lift me high upon a rock. He wants to transform us as we gather here today and as we meet with Him. And then the second thing that came to my mind as I thought about this meeting was from the writings of Lilias Trotter. She is an amazing woman who I was only introduced to about 2 years ago. She's not alive, but I was introduced to her writings. She was a missionary to Algeria for 40 years, in the late 1800s, and she went out to Algeria, which was predominantly Muslim, very hostile environment for women. Three women went out. She wasn't accepted by the missionary society because of poor health, but she decided God had put it on her heart she was going to go out there. And so she ministered there for 40 years, and she has some beautiful, beautiful writings. She was an artist, and so that's how I first came in contact with her, because somebody introduced me to her writings and her artwork. And God spoke to her a lot through nature, and that's how he speaks to me. And he speaks to us all differently, but that's how I can relate to her. And one of the things that he's used a lot in my life was this one quote of hers in one of her books with her art and her writings. And it's called Sails to the Wind. And she says, I am seeing more and more that we begin to learn what it is to walk by faith when we learn to spread out all that is against us, all our physical weakness, loss of mental power, spiritual inability, all that is against us inwardly and outwardly, as sails to the wind, and expect them to be vehicles for the power of Christ to rest upon us. It is so simple and so self-evident, but so long in the learning. So I can relate to this too, because we're sailors, and she's saying just spread out all those weaknesses, all those even circumstances, just spread them out like a sail. And if you know when you're on a sailboat, you just throw up the sail and it just catches the wind and moves the boat along. And he's asking us to do that with these sort of things, our weakness, our and I know if any of you are getting on with in my age, you know physical weakness, you know loss of mental power. And so he's just saying, just spread them out. And she's saying, and expect them to be vehicles for the power of Christ. And so as we come today, even we may feel an inability to pray or weakness in prayer, that's okay, because the Holy Spirit teaches us. As we come with our weaknesses in other areas or the burdens that we may have, just bring them to Him, spread them out, and expect them to be vehicles for the power of Christ. I wanted to worship first, because I just feel that as we worship, let's just focus on, Lord, I want to seek your face. And then we'll come after that time and we'll spend some time in prayer. We're going to do that together as a group. First of all, it's not a very big group, so I would just encourage you, as God puts something on your heart, please speak out. It's really important that you speak loudly, because although God can hear you, we want everybody to benefit. So please speak loudly. It may seem like you're shouting a little bit, but it's really helpful for everybody else if you speak out loudly. Let's just come, first of all, after the time of worship with thanksgiving to God, because He's here to minister to us. We're here to worship Him. And as we do, He's going to just pour out His grace upon us. He wants to bless each one of you. He knows exactly what's going on in your lives. And then we're going to, and if you have a prophetic word or anything, just bring it. And then after that time, we'll just see how the Spirit leads us. But we want to, then we'll break up into maybe smaller groups for a time of prayer after that. So if God has put anything on your heart, we just encourage you to bring it, because you know how it says in Corinthians, when you come together, some will have a song, some will have a word, some will have a tongue, some will have a prophecy or a prayer, or we've got the ones with the songs. Now we need the prayers and we need the words and we need the encouragement, and God will use you to bless the others in this group, because we're one body here. And He wants to encourage us. And in Corinthians it says, all this must be done for the building up of the body.